Okay, Opal, let's hang this pinata up just a little bit higher.
That looks perfect, Ryan.
Hola, Ryan and Opal. Whoa, nice pinata.
We're getting ready for Cinco de Mayo.
Me encanta las pinatas.
What was that?
I love pinatas.
Y yo también.
I gotta get a Spanish tutor.
Yo soy Bethany Van Delft. Hoy es jueves el Cinco de Mayo, y esto es el 10 News.
Now that I understood.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3,
2, 1.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, Teners. Let's get one thing straight right off the bat. Contrary to popular belief, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. That holiday falls on September 16th. Cinco de Mayo is not even that widely celebrated in Mexico.
I knew that, but what is Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo means 5th of May in Spanish and is a celebration remembering the Battle of Puebla in the 1860s, a battle that affected Mexico, but also the United States.
How?
Let's set the scene. It's the 1860s. The U.S. is in the middle of the Civil War. The Union is fighting the Confederacy, and France is trying to invade Mexico.
Whoa!
In 1862, the president of Mexico is Benito Juárez, a Zapotec man who was the first indigenous president of Mexico. He can see that the French army is headed right for Mexico City.
Oh, no.
The Mexican army cannot let the French reach Mexico City. So on May 5th, in the nearby town of Puebla, they have a huge battle. The Mexican army is half the size of the French army, but they win. The Mexican army protects Mexico City and drives back the French. Then on May 9th, Benito Juárez declares Cinco de Mayo a holiday.
Woohoo! But what does that have to do with the USA?
So at the same time this is happening in Mexico, the US is in the middle of a civil war. It's pretty likely that if the French had taken control of Mexico, they would have sided with the Confederates. So the Mexican resistance to the French invasion helped the Union to win the Civil War. The Union supported Mexico and vice versa.
Cool. But now can we go eat some candy from the piñata?
Sure. As long as you share with me. Mexico is such an amazing country with a rich, rich history, so many diverse cultures, incredible art and architecture. Wait a minute. Tessa, didn't you just take a trip to Mexico for vacation?
I did indeed, Bethany. It was absolutely glorious.
I bet you have some cool facts about Mexico you might want to share.
Come on now. I love fun facts, so of course I do. Here are 5 fascinating facts about Mexico. First up, color TV was invented by a Mexican. Guillermo González Camarena patented a color TV transmitter in 1940, which was first used by NASA and is now in homes around the world. Our second fascinating fact dates back 65 million years. The meteor that killed the dinosaurs landed in Mexico. The giant crater it left is huge and underground, so it wasn't discovered until the 1980s. Our third is that Mexico has 68 official languages. Though most Mexicans do speak Spanish, there are dozens of other recognized languages, including indigenous ones like Nahuatl. Our fourth fascinating fact about Mexico is a four-legged one. Mexico's national dog is the Xoloscuincle. These hairless, barkless dogs are sacred to the Aztecs and are said to deliver souls to the underworld. Remember Dante from the movie Coco? He's a Xoloscuincle dog.
Oh, the mighty Xolo dog! Guide of wandering spirits.
And our fifth fascinating fact. Mexico is where chocolate was invented. We wouldn't have hot cocoa or candy bars or chocolate chip fudge brownies without the ancient people of Mexico, who started farming cacao trees 3,000 years ago. Speaking of foods from Mexico, when I was in Oaxaca, I got to try so many delicious Mexican foods, even chapulines, which are grasshoppers.
Yuck.
But did you know that Cinco de Mayo has an official dish? It's mole poblano. That's a delicious sauce made with 3 kinds of chilies, nuts and seeds, and chocolate.
Espérate, Tessa. That was 6 facts.
Oh, you're right. But Mexican food is so good. Did you know guacamole was invented in Mexico? I love guacamole. It's one of my favorite snacks. Ooh, Bethany, how did you make that delicious guacamole you brought in last week?
Oh my gosh, it was so easy to make. I can share the recipe.
Yes, please.
So we're going to need 2 avocados, a fresh tomato, a fresh lime for its juice, and a little pinch of salt. First, have a grown-up cut open the avocado and remove the seed for you. Then you can use a spoon to scoop out that yummy, yummy green fruit into the bowl. Did you know avocados are fruit?
What?
Then have a grown-up chop up a tomato to add. Squeeze some fresh lime juice into the bowl, add a pinch of salt, and stir. And if you don't like chunky guacamole, you can mash up the avocado with a fork or a potato masher if you like smooth guacamole. And that is how you make guacamole. To go with your tacos, eat as a snack. I like to use guacamole to top off a steaming bowl of rice and beans with a fried egg on top. Delicious.
Yummy!
Comer con gusto, amigos. Now let's go over to our head writer, Ryan Willard, for the rundown.
Moderna has asked the FDA to authorize its vaccine for children under 6 years old. The 18 million American kids that are 6 and under are the only age group that have not been authorized for the COVID vaccine. Moderna is the first manufacturer to make this request and will finish the submission by May 9th. Moderna has already requested authorization of their vaccine for 6 to 17-year-olds, and many are hoping that the FDA approves all the age groups at once and soon. Until then, Pfizer is the only FDA-approved COVID vaccine for use in teens and children as young as 5. California is investigating big oil companies for allegedly misleading the public about recycling. California's Attorney General, Rob Bonta, opened an investigation last Thursday into oil companies that promoted the idea that certain plastic could be recycled when in fact it couldn't be. His investigation claims oil companies did so in hopes that people would buy more plastic and that this has been going on for more than 50 years.
Okay, that's bad.
Bonta has subpoenaed the oil company ExxonMobil for more information and documents, while ExxonMobil has denied the claims. The farthest individual star has been spotted. Scientists announced that the Hubble Space Telescope detected the light of a star located approximately 28 billion light years away, which makes it the farthest individual star ever seen. The star has been nicknamed Arundel, which is Old English for morning star, and is believed to have formed within a billion years after the universe's birth during the Big Bang. While it's the furthest, the oldest star is named Methuselah and is believed to date back 14.5 billion years. That's your rundown. Back to you, Bethany.
Put on your thinking caps. It's time for a trivia question.
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. Mexico is a fascinating and gorgeous country with some amazing archaeology. In fact, Mexico is home to the largest of what ancient form of architecture? Is it A, aqueduct, B, pyramid, or C, stone circle? Did you guess it? The answer is B. The world's largest pyramid is in Mexico. The Great Pyramid of Cholula is located in the Puebla state of Mexico and is 1,500 feet long and 1,500 feet wide. That's about twice the size of the Great Pyramid in Egypt.
Whoa!
And that, my friends, is the 10. But before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is Eating Elote and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Adam Bernard, and Tessa Flannery. And thank you very much to our special guest, Opal. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. Opal, where's the candy?